I was just going to say, I hope someday that the bumps will get a little smoother and maybe experience, or the Lord can knock a few things into my brain, or hopefully I can be a little more pliable and a little more teachable. And I just hope that this can begin a growing time and a happier time. And, you know, I have really, I guess I feel discouraged because I don't feel like people see that I've tried to stay out of drama, that I'm really not somebody who's into, see, I've tried to help people with their problems, and so people have assumed that I'm where all the drama people are. And it's been hard for me to know the difference between, are people just in drama, or are they just wanting to carp about their problems and not do anything about it? Or do they really want the help? And that's been hard for me to know the difference. And, you know, I don't want to be jaded, but I have felt kind of jaded. And I felt like, you know, because all I seem to keep running into is all these people that they would rather not, you know, listen, and they would rather either resist or get mad, or, I mean, you don't have to listen to me, you have to listen to the Lord. If I happen to be speaking what I think the Lord is saying, I can only hope and pray you listen to it. But that's the only thing, is I feel like the Lord will say something and nobody hears what the Lord's saying. I just happen to be the empty vessel filled up with him that he's using. And sometimes I feel more like a broken vessel than a useful one, I have to say. But just a moment of truth, that's about it, you know. Just a moment of truth. And all I know is to do my best. I am not perfect. In fact, sometimes I'm learning to crawl and walk right along with you guys. What makes me a leader is really Jesus Christ. What makes me want to do stuff is wanting to serve him and maybe reach out in my little corner of the world. That's all I care about, really. You know, I thought that maybe my book could help reach out to people, and they're like, oh yeah, you wrote a neat little young adult fiction. Oh wow, I was kind of hoping for all ages. Okay, you know, like young and regular adult. But, you know, I'm a regular adult with a young heart, so I like to read the young adult stuff and the children's stuff too, and I really don't care, so maybe there's more people like me who would do that. So whatever category they want to put it in. And I just haven't found anybody who goes beyond saying they're willing to help me get rid of the mistakes. And when they say, you know, they're willing to get rid of the mistakes, they want to totally restructure sentences so then it doesn't mean what I'm saying anymore. And I'm like, listen, read the whole passage before you go changing stuff. And then they're like, I'm going to do it my way. And it's like, whoa, whose story is it anyway? So I just kind of put it on the back shelf until maybe someday I could get some money together and get it daggone edited the way I want to get it edited. The other thing is they say, oh, I'll edit it, and maybe they get to it, maybe they don't, or I don't know. Just all kinds of weird. Or they say, well, you edit it. And I'm like, okay, I need a good working braille display. And mine likes to skip lines. And it's a hand-me-down. And you think rehab would ever get me a braille display? They say I have to have a stupid test to go through where I have to read 60 words a minute. And blah, 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 blah. So if God wants me to have a braille display, God will get me a braille display that's new, good, and in good working condition. So that's another thing of prayer. Yeah, definitely I'm at a crossroads, and I guess I feel better by talking about everything. Just sort of was an emotional flood earlier. I'm glad I redid some of this, but if you guys are looking for perfect, I'm not the direction you're wanting, because I'm not perfect. I just have a love for the Lord and a love for people, and definitely could use a lot of prayer as I tend to bump along in life here and learn lots of lessons as I crash land at times, like the kite that doesn't stay up in the air. Even though it's a windy day. Oh well. Anyway, you guys, enough of me, and I'm gonna eat my veggies finally. Have a good day. And blessings to you all. I just pray that if anyone decides to, you know, pray a bad prayer because they're still upset with me, that that doesn't get answered. And in fact, it gets thwarted because I don't need any more bad. I need for good to start happening and lots of direction.